and now debaters on the debaters. As the Democrats took the stage in Las Vegas, NPR's Sam Sanders was watching with the nationally ranked debate team at the College of William & Mary in Virginia.
Last night in James Blair Hall, room 229, there were about a dozen or so students entirely geeking out.
Hi. How are you guys?
The debate team at William & Mary. They had the CNN debate playing on a big projection screen. Pizza was delivered. They were ready to watch the Democratic candidates for president square off. Of course, these students don't debate in the same way the candidates do.
The circuit that we compete upon is the American Parliamentary Debate Association.
That's Jerusalem Dempsis. She is a nationally ranked debater in this style, parliamentary style. Amelia Kobe says her team's debate style is fundamentally different.
A lot of what we do is based on, like, winning individual arguments, but I imagine we'll see less of this and more going for, like, sound bites and for what's going to appeal to the person at home, making someone else think that they've won instead of actually winning.
But the group was able to come up with a list of criteria to judge the candidates.
Concise, concrete, consistent, direct, responsive, smart, candid, genuine, and charismatic.
So we started watching. At the first commercial break, the group had already picked an early winner.
Weirdly, Jim Webb.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. Who else thinks Jim Webb is winning?
They said it's because he was actually convincing people who had never heard of him that he might be worth voting for. But over the course of the night, Jim Webb's performance took a turn for the weird. When he was asked who his biggest enemy was, Webb, a war veteran, said this.
I'd have to say the enemy soldier that threw the grenade that wounded me. But he's not around right now.
And that is when you throw it in and just hope you become a meme. He has nothing else to lose.
That's Sierra Killen. The group had gone from favoring Webb to thinking he had kind of given up. By the end of the night, at least among this group, a winner had emerged.
If you had to grade the candidates on the same criteria that you guys are judged on when you debate, who would have won? Hands raised for O'Malley. 3, 6, 9... 13.
It was unanimous. Martin O'Malley, because he stuck to the issues the most, the group said, and because he probably changed the most minds.
I don't think anyone who was not going to vote for Hillary before is voting for Hillary now. I think the same thing happened for Bernie. I think the only person who actually made any relative gains was Martin O'Malley.
Jack Hoagland says that the current style of TV debates isn't focused enough on issues, more on sound bites. But he says that might not be the fault of the debates.
I think this is really just like a symptom of how American politics works. In the political system where people do spend a very small amount of time, it does make sense that politicians do this, but I would prefer people pay more attention to policies and not personalities.
Policies, not personalities. Jerusalem Dempsis says there's a simple fix.
Have each debate be about a specific topic.
Basically, more time and space for the specifics of issues. Oh, and they agreed on another thing. Lincoln Chafee did not do well.
Who would accept Lincoln Chafee on their debate team?
I don't think I would partner with him.
Tough crowd. Sam Sanders, NPR News.